Welcome back to Giants.com. John Schmelk, Anita Marks, and it's time to play fantasy football. My leagues are two games to the postseason, Anita. This is do or die time.
It is, and for folks out there who are commissioners of their league, hopefully you did the same and you have your championship in week 16, so you want to start looking ahead to your playoffs starting week 13 and 14.
Last week of the byes as well, Anita, and you 14 like a couple, and 15. And you like a couple guys this week to come in and step in to do some damage.
I do. So let's kick it off with the quarterbacks. Colin Kaepernick has been an absolute bust this season, but on Monday Night Football, he's going up against the Washington Redskins that are giving up over 20 fantasy football points to opposing quarterbacks. So that's a big sign. Also, I love Case Keenum. This is a guy that got benched last week, and the entire team came to his defense, including his wide receiver, Andre Johnson. Kubiak's back. He said he does have faith in him, and he's starting against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are horrendous. So I love Case Keenum this week.
And you don't like Philip Rivers or Joe Flacco?
I do not. How cool is this? Get this. You've got Ed Reed, who's now back with Rex Ryan, who was his defensive coordinator when they were in Baltimore.
Okay.
His defensive coordinator was his DB coach when they were in Baltimore. So now the band is back. All three of them are heading to Baltimore to take on Joe Flacco. So I do not think Joe Flacco is going to have a very productive day against the Jets. Three guys who know him extremely and know that system extremely well. Another guy I don't like, as you said, Philip Rivers. Five straight times he's faced Kansas City. He's thrown a pick in all five games. And Kansas City is a tough play. I mean, they're tough, and it's tough to play on the road at Kansas City.
Chiefs, one of the best defenses in football, no doubt about it. To the running back position, you like one guy in this building against the Cowboys defense without Sean Lee that gave up 200-plus yards against the Saints 2 weeks ago.
How can you not love Andre Brown right now? And this is somebody that we've been telling you for a long time now. Make sure if you did have space on your roster, pick him up, stash him, because he's going to be a monster, and he has been. Get this, the Dallas Cowboys defense, they've given up eight touchdowns. Count them, eight touchdowns to running backs in the past three games. You've got to love Andre Brown this week.
And Zach Stacy was somebody that people were all over around draft time. Big disappointment first 8 weeks. Now he's come on strong.
He has come on strong. He's been great since, of course, the Rams have appointed him as their featured back. And going up against the Chicago Bears, people don't realize the Bears' defense is not what it used to be, and you can run all over them. So two guys I like, running backs who I don't like, Trent Richardson, and then also Ray Rice.
And then, Nita, you want to jump to the wide receivers here. You like a couple of guys who technically are the number three wide receivers on their teams right now.
Absolutely. Jarrett Boykin for the Green Bay Packers going up against the Vikings. The Vikings are giving up a ton of fantasy football points to opposing wide receivers. And again, another giant that I like going up against the Dallas Cowboys, who are giving up the most fantasy football points to opposing wide receivers, and that is Reuben Randall.
I have a bone to pick with you. Two of my starting wide receivers this week are Andre Johnson and Pierre Garçon.
Oh, that is not good. Pierre Garçon going up against the San Francisco 49ers, and they are giving up the fifth fewest fantasy football points to opposing wide receivers. And also Antonio Brown against the Cleveland Browns. His matchup is with Joe Hayden, and Joe Hayden all season long has just been taking wide receivers out of the equation.
And for tight ends, you like Colby Fleener in. And what happened? You're off the Jordan Reed bandwagon? You're jumping on off these tight ends all year this year, Marks. Come on.
It's week to week. Yes, I do love Colby Fleener. He's become such a big asset to that Colts offense since they lost Reggie Wayne. And I love Jordan Reed, but he's dealing with a concussion. He's not been able to practice this week. And it's a Monday night football game. You do not have the luxury to sit back and wait and see what's going to happen.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Win your week this week. Get to the postseason. For Anita Marks, I'm John Schmelk. Best of luck. We're going to win our games, too. Well, at least I hope.